الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر وقال تعالى الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلي من العشر ذي الحج أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله.
Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to witness these Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months, and they are just a few days on the doorstep of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Discuss some virtues of these Mubarak days that are coming and some different aspects regarding the rewards of Hajj and the essence of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, takes a qasam, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah takes a qasam by the dawn and by the night, the 10 nights. And these 10 nights, according to the Mufassireen, one of the explanations is it is the first, the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. These first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are very meritorious, are very virtuous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the best 10 days in this world. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is no time in the year where good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad, because Sahaba knew the greatest amal was jihad. Jihad is the ultimate. A person is putting his life on the line. He's sacrificing his wealth. He's sacrificing his life. He's putting his life in danger. Then what is jihad? Person giving his life for the deen of Allah, protecting the lands of Allah. And you know the jihad, what great rewards they are for jihad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the mujahideen. Grant them great reward. Grant them the patience, perseverance. Continuously we have to make dua for all the mujahideen, whoever they are fighting, especially in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad, unless the person goes out in jihad with his wealth and his life, and he doesn't return, he passes away. So the deeds on these days are very mubarak, are very virtuous, very blessed. The amal that are done in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and probably it may start, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday could be the first of Dhul Hijjah. So preparing for those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we keep these rewards in mind, then it will motivate us to spend our time more in amal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned another hadith that amal done in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are multiplied 700 times. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are equal to 1,000 days. And the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, is equal to 10,000 days. The amal done on those nights. So the fasting of every day, a person gets a reward of 1 year of fasting. And fasting on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, that has extra reward. The extra virtue is the sins of the previous year are forgiven, and the sins of the following year are also forgiven. A person will fast on the day of Arafah. So they are very great days, very virtuous days, the amal that can be done on those days. Then spending, one is fasting in the day, then staying a night in the night, staying awake and making ibadah, a person gets the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Every single night, a person is guaranteed Laylatul Qadr. That's how virtuous are the nights in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that we should increase in tasbih of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar in these days. And on the 9th, on the day of Arafah, a person should increase in the 4th kalima. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. So during the season of Hajj, it is very natural that everyone's hearts are also in the Mubarak lands, because people are all going, and the pious, many of them would say, you know, they would say different couplets of poetry. They would say great in the yearning and desire to be in those Mubarak lands. Teri aashiq ho ka hujum hoga, O Allah, unme se bhi shamil ho jao. That, O Allah, all the lovers are gathering, all your lovers are gathering, because Hajj is expressing your absolute love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your submission, you are just doing whatever Allah asks you. Allah tells you to go to Mina, you go to Mina. From Mina, you go to Arafah. Then from Arafah, you come into Muzdalifah. All that a person is expressing is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our hearts are there. It's natural that everyone wants to go for Hajj. Everyone should have the desire to go for Hajj. But it's not possible for everyone to go for Hajj. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us many, many different amal we can do, that we can get the reward of Hajj. We may not go for Hajj, but we can try to do the rewards, that the different amal, so we can attain the rewards of Hajj. Of course, doing these amal will not absorb a person of the fard duty of going for Hajj. If Hajj is fard on a person, in other words, he has the health and the wealth, then he has to make every effort to see how I can perform this great fard. That's because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person who has the ability, he has the health, the wealth to go for Hajj, but he doesn't make any effort, he doesn't go, then that person may die as a Yahudi or Nasrani. So Allah protect us. So each one of us should have that desire. If we haven't went before, make that effort. Even those that can't afford it, we can't afford it, but we should have on saving that we are making that effort. By us showing Allah that we are making that effort and we have a separate savings for that fard Hajj, Allah will make it easy for you. Allah's system is amazing. When we show our desire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. We just have to make that one step. Then we will see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the amal that we can do, the famous amal, many of us know the reward of it, is the Ishraq Salah. That person who will perform that Ishraq Salah, the Salah that is read approximately 10 to 15 minutes after sunrise, person who reads 2 rakats, he'll get the reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a person who will read Subhanallah 100 times, morning and evening, he'll get the reward of 100 Hajj. And a person who leaves the house, he makes wudu at home, he leaves his house to come for Fard Salah in the masjid, and he performs his Fard Salah in the masjid, he gets the reward of Hajj in Ihram, as if he performed Hajj and he was in Ihram. So this is something easy for us, we should try. As far as possible, when we come into the masjid, make wudu at home and then come. Sometimes a person may be not coming from some work or somewhere else, he'll have to, maybe there's a need to make wudu in the masjid, or maybe there are excuses, exceptions to the general rule, but most of the time, we should try to make wudu at home and come to the masjid, because when a person makes wudu at home, there are many other virtues, that every step a person takes, he gets so much rewards and so much sins are forgiven. On the day of Jummah, when a person wears his best clothing and he prepares for Jummah, he has a ghusl and he walks, then there's a special virtue. For every step he takes, he gets 1 year reward of ibadah. So we should try to make amal on these different amal. Once a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have this great desire for jihad. I want to go and strive in the path of Allah. Now, you know, this jihad, this desire for jihad is something very great. And we, today we understand it when we see what's happening in the world. When there's oppression in the world, the only answer, one of the only, the main, the most strongest amal is jihad. To break the backbone of dhulam is jihad. There's no doubt in that. Talking about jihad, the person is sacrificing his life. When they're for dhulam, that's the answer for it, is jihad. So sahaba understood the value of jihad. And they had that desire for each, every sahabi's desire that he must die in the battlefield. He must become a shaheed. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata walam yawzu walam yuhadith bi nafsu mata ala shubhati min nifaq. That person who dies, and he never had this desire, he never went in jihad, number one, or he never had desire for the jihad, for shahadat, then he dies with hypocrisy. Allah protect us. But if each one of us, knowing what, when there's dhulam in the world, when we know there's oppression in the world, and if we don't have the desire in our heart, and we don't make dua, an effort to see how one day Allah can make us part of it, then it's a sign of weakness of iman. So we all, Allah Ta'ala grant us that desire. That desire that we don't want to see oppression and dhulam in the world. Each and every effort we will try to make to see how dhulam and oppression can be eradicated. Especially the dhulam that takes place when you see, when you hear and you see what's happening. It doesn't make sense, you know. It's something which is completely against humanity. So we, all of us, should have the desire. And subhanAllah, you get people from throughout the world. Somehow or the other, when they have the desire, they make, when they made the efforts, and somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them for this great cause. So anyway, the sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have desire for jihad. I want to go in jihad, but I can't afford, I don't have the means to go out in jihad. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have parents? He says, my mother is alive. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to go and serve your mother and make her happy. You will get the reward of jihad, you'll get the reward of hajj, you'll get the reward of umrah, and you'll get the reward of jihad. So, many of us try, we make effort, we can't go for hajj, we can't go for umrah, we can't go for jihad, but these are amal that we can do. Serve our parents, do these different amal to help people. Now the next part of the talk that I wanted to discuss, the last part was, we know hajj, when people go for hajj, the dua we make for them, Allah bless you with hajj mabrur. What's a hajj mabrur? Hajj mabrur is a righteous hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, hajj mabrur, the person, the reward for a hajj mabrur is Jannah. Person got his ticket to Jannah. But what is hajj mabrur? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three qualities that you will earn hajj mabrur. We may not go for hajj, but if we bring these qualities in our life, we get the reward of hundreds and many, many hajj, and more reward than hajj, and we will get a very high level we will reach. But if we bring these three qualities in our lives, three qualities which is the essence that we need to learn from hajj, number one is ifsha'u salam, that is to spread salam, make salam common, that we see each other, make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How beautiful is our deen. Salam is so amazing, Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful dua. May peace be upon you. May Allah's mercy be upon you. May Allah's blessings be upon you. May Allah be with you. One of the names of Allah is As-Salam. May Allah, may the being who gives peace, may He be with you all the time. So such a beautiful ibadah to make salam with each other. So this is something that we should make common. That is, make salam common. We see each other, we should make salam. And of course, a person who makes salam with people that he can recognize as Muslim, as long as you know that person is Muslim, make salam to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that you will never enter Jannah until you bring iman. You have iman. And you will never have iman until you have love for each other. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, shall I inform you of an action that will create that unity and love amongst each other? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that is spreading salam. So we want unity in the Ummah. We know how fragmented is the Ummah. We are such a large Ummah, and we can't help the people that are suffering. We can't see to a small group of oppressors. It is because we are so disunited. You know, so we have to start somewhere. You know, it's very easy for us to say, that's in its place. Everything in its place. Very easy to say, look at these certain leaders. Look at how they behave. Look at their actions. Of course, it's wrong. It should hurt the heart of any Muslim to see people having Muslim names. Allah knows best whether they are really Muslim, doing such type of actions and working with the enemies in such a way. It really brings sadness to the heart. And we speak about it, but ask ourselves. You know, we easily talk about others. What difference have we made in our life? Since what's happening in the different parts of the world, what difference, what change has there been in my life? How much more amal have I brought in the day? How much amal have I brought? Maybe some rakats of salah, some Quran, some special time in the day that I specify for dua for the ummah. That I have to make dua and I cry for them. These things are very powerful. We don't realize. Amal is extremely powerful. The solution to many of the problems in the world is in amal. A'malukum ummalukum. Then we look and we speak bad and we swear the leaders. But what is the result? Our leaders are because of our amal. When the amal of the ummah, so we can start somewhere. How we can start? By changing, making some changes in our lives. Make these things that we regard to be small but have great effect in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So increase in salah. We see what's happening in the world. If I'm not reading my 5 times salah within the masjid, I'm not part of the duas, the collective duas that we are making for the ummah, then I'm falling very short. I am guilty of the oppression that's taking place. If I'm not part of the 5 times salah and the duas, I'm guilty of the oppression. If there's not, ask ourselves how much change there has been in our lifestyles. In our eating, maybe let me sacrifice this luxury in my life. That money that I was supposed to spend on that luxury, let me take that money and send it to the people who are suffering. That aid will reach them, inshallah. How much of us made that effort? Ask ourselves. So, the 3 qualities, ifsha'u salam, it'amu ta'am, feeding people. Feeding one another. And the 3rd quality is leenul kalam, is to speak gently and to speak lovingly. Fudayl bin Ayyad, he says that there is no hajj or jihad that is more important than protecting the tongue. And Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, going out to fulfill the need of a fellow Muslim is better than one hajj after another. So what we learn from these things, that a person brings these qualities in his life, he doesn't only get reward of hajj, but he gets reward much more than that. It's higher, a higher level. We may not be able to go for hajj, but if we bring these qualities, we will get so much reward we can't imagine. And knowing what's happening in the ummah, we have to make some changes. We have to bring these qualities in our life. Start somewhere by being kind to each other, talking to each other nicely, bringing salam amongst us. These are part of the solutions of the problems in the ummah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he was in itikaf, and he heard that somebody was in need, and he broke his itikaf to fulfill the need of a certain person. Certain person came to him, so they told him, hey, you are in itikaf, how can you go out of the masjid? He said, I heard from this person, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahib of this grave, this qabr, that to fulfill the need of a Muslim is more virtuous than 10 years of itikaf in this masjid. So these are the amal and different actions we will bring. We will get the reward of hajj, and it will really change things of what's happening in the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to bring these qualities. A famous incident that has been mentioned many times of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was going for hajj, he sacrificed going for hajj to help somebody. And he many basharat and he got many glad tidings that Allah had given him the reward of hajj. Allah had appointed an angel on his behalf to perform hajj for him every single year. Like this, there are many incidents in history where people, they sacrificed many things in their lives to help people. Allah gave them high stages and many, many rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we bring these qualities in our life. These qualities will grant us great rewards and it will really, really change what's happening in the world. It all starts from us making these changes, because we have to make these changes knowing what's happening in the world. Every day we need to do some amal and see what change I can bring in my life that inshallah will have some effect and it will help the Muslim brothers, our Muslim brothers and sisters that are suffering, especially in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Inshallah today after the Jummah Salah, Hafiz Arif will be outside, and with regards to the different needs of the masjid, running the different running costs of the masjid, there are different costs involved in running the masjid. So this is to facilitate and make it easier for to cover all the different expenses of the masjid. So by us, Hafiz Arif will have these debit order forms. So whatever amount we want to pledge every month, that we want to contribute to the masjid, but as filling that form every month, maybe whether it's 100 rand, 200 rand, whatever amount is easy for us, every month that amount we can pledge that every month we will give towards the masjid, it will become easy. We all come here to read salah, and of course there are many expenses as we know to run the masjid. So after the Jummah Salah, all those that want to contribute, and we should try to contribute something. No amount is too less or too little. Whatever amount is easy, whatever amount we can from our side, we can pledge, fill this form in, and every month we know a certain amount we are giving towards the masjid, and there will be great reward for us in this dunya as well as in the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.